In Cambodia, it's not the present regime people are struggling with, it's the past. Next week, four former leaders of Cambodia's Khmer Rouge regime will go on trial. The Khmer Rouge ruled Cambodia for four brutal years. That was in the late 1970s. They were responsible for many atrocities in that time. Former members of the ultra-Maoist movement still live in isolated pockets, and their children know very little about their parents' past. Erwin Loy reports from northern Cambodia.
At this school in the dusty town of An Long Veng, the children have a stronger link than most to Cambodia's dark history. Rosatia is 16 years old. She's too young to have any memories of what life was like when the Khmer Rouge ruled the country in the 1970s. But it runs in her blood. Like most of the students here, she's a child of the Khmer Rouge. Her father's a former foot soldier, so Tia says he only tells her that life in those days was difficult for everyone.
They caused a lot of problems for Cambodian families. Some of the families lost everything because of the Khmer Rouge.
This town was one of the last strongholds of the Khmer Rouge. This is where the remnants of the regime made their last stand. But those days are over. The movement's leader, Pol Pot, died an elderly man in 1998, not far from here. These days, a paved highway connects An Long Veng to the tourist hub of Siem Reap and the famed Angkor temples. And the government, preaching reconciliation, has been eager to pave over the memories of the past. Learning about the Khmer Rouge wasn't a part of the school curriculum here until 2009. Some students in An Long Veng say they know nothing at all. Lun Deni is 21. He says his parents never talk about what people here call the Pol Pot times. They don't talk, and he doesn't ask. A few miles out of town, Sok Bu sits in the shade beside his wheelchair, taking shelter from the midday sun. He's a former soldier. Both his legs were blown off by a landmine. Bu says he was forced to join the Khmer Rouge as a teenager, not much older than his children are now. He says his kids also don't ask about the Khmer Rouge, but he has nothing to hide. If they ask, he says, I would say, I'm a Khmer Rouge. He slaps his palm against his chest. Then he points at his neighbor's house across the road, then the house beside it. He's a Khmer Rouge, he says. He's a Khmer Rouge. We're all Khmer Rouge here. Bu says he's not proud of this Khmer Rouge past, but he's not ashamed either. Like many former soldiers here, he's skeptical of the claims of how many died under the regime, estimated at 1.7 million. I know that I never killed civilians, he says. I never saw that with my own eyes. And that's the message he would like to pass on to his children. Some stories we should believe, he says. Other stories we shouldn't. But the Khmer Rouge did kill their own people. It's estimated that almost one quarter of the population died under the regime.
There's a fear of knowing the truth.
Yuk Chang is the director of the Phnom Penh-based Documentation Center of Cambodia. It compiles evidence of the country's Khmer Rouge history. Chang frequently visits the former strongholds. He says parents are afraid to tell their kids what happened, and kids don't want to know.
We have parents told us if we teach the kid will hate them. And we have kids who told us that we don't need to study because my parents were Khmer Rouge.
Back in An Long Veng, teacher Tan Sodavut stands in her empty classroom. Her aunt and uncle were both Khmer Rouge. Another uncle was killed by the regime. She believes the history books. And she says, in An Long Veng, history is too close to home for her students not to learn. The Khmer Rouge killed a lot of people, she says. One day, if the students don't believe, we can take them to where the leaders lived. We can see the prisons where they kept the people and punish them. That's why we believe. For the world, this is Erwin Loy in An Long Veng, Cambodia.